And that's where we rattle the shutters up and usher in a new day here at Radio 4 with our thanks, as always, to the World Service. It's 20 past five on Thursday, the 12th of December. I'm Lisa Costello and Stav Donaus is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you very shortly. And after that, hot on the heels of yesterday's protest in Westminster, farmers tell us the government isn't listening on the impact of inheritance tax changes. Farming Today examines the facts at a quarter to six. But before all that...
You really must listen to this.
I've got gifts for you.
Christmas on BBC Radio 4.
Explore the world of Christmas tales written through the eyes of a child.
I think Christmas for children has resonance that goes beyond anything you can understand.
And visit some old friends on Wimbledon Common.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas from me, Bulgaria Coburg Womble.
Readings, features, drama and scares for the festive season.
Do you think that what you experienced that night is still here now?
I think so.
Christmas on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Happy Christmas, one and all.
The anticipation's building. Now, though, let's get straight to Stav Donaus. Morning, Stav.
Morning, Lisa. Thank you very much. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 12th of December. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis of midnight. High southeast Malin 1006 expected Denmark 1034 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Zira, south at Zira 40s, variable 2 to 4 becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fog patches at first in south at Zira and 40s, otherwise occasional drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in south at Zira and 40s. Cromarty 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle. Fog patches in East Dogger and Fisher, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in East Dogger and Fisher. German Bight, Humber, northeast, veering east, then southeast later 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, variable becoming southeast later 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. East or southeast becoming cyclonic in Fitzroy 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers or occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, east or southeast becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shannon, easterly 3 to 5 in south, variable 2 to 4 in north, showers in south, good. Rockall, southerly or southwesterly becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest, fair then occasional rain in northwest, good, occasionally moderate later in northwest. Malin, south or southwest 2 to 4, showers later, good. Hebrides, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest, fair then rain in northwest, moderate or good, occasionally poor in northwest. Bailey, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times in northwest, occasional rain then showers, moderate or good. Faroes, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, occasional rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 2, 22 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 2, more than 38 miles, 1033, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by south 4, drizzle, 35 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, mist, 4 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast by north 3, 1033, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east 4, 5 miles, 1032. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1031. Jersey East 4, 12 miles, 1029, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, East Northeast 5, 1029. Scilly Automatic, Northeast by East 6, rain, 4 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Valentia, East 2, 27 miles, 1032, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, East 3, 7 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Malinhead, South by East 2, 7 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Now here is the weather forecast. The inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland valid for the following 24 hours issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 12th of December. The general situation. Pressure will remain high over the United Kingdom during the next couple of days, bringing settled conditions to most areas. However, there will be a little drizzle in places, especially near eastern coasts of England, and also a few showers near southwest England. Strong northeasterly winds will continue near southwestern coasts and will slowly ease down. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less at first in south, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in northwest. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast, veering east later, 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable becoming easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 3 to 5, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing northeast 3 or 4 later, showers, good. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally at first 6 near Cornwall, decreasing 3 at times later. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East becoming variable for a time 2 to 4, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Occasional drizzle later, good. Occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, south or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. South or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable becoming south or southeast for a time 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable becoming southerly or southeasterly for a time, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles, west 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. And that completes your shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes' time, but for now, I'll hand you back to Lisa.
Thanks, Dav. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 12th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. The government prepares to reveal its final version of changes to the planning system in England as it sets out to build 1.5 million more homes. A day after the Sara Sharif verdict, a report reveals more than 480 children died or were seriously injured by suspected abuse or neglect in the year to March. In business, Christmas shoppers are warned online bargains could be shoplifted goods. And in sport, another Manchester City defeat damages their hopes of progressing in the Champions League. Ministers will unveil the final version of reforms to the planning system today, which will aim to deliver a level of house building not seen since the 1960s. Local councils in England will be told they must play their part in meeting compulsory targets for creating new homes. The plans aim to build 1.5 million more homes over the next 5 years. The government will also clarify what it means by grey belt land, parts of the green belt considered suitable for building. Miranda Green, the former Liberal Democrat press secretary, says using such land seems reasonable.
This isn't prime, beautiful English countryside that we all cherish. This is really kind of scrubby waste ground in between other developments. Why not use that land? That seems really, really sensible. I think where it gets more difficult is some of these problems with actually delivering on the skills gaps. You know, they're saying we lack 150,000 construction workers to actually get the things built.
The Conservatives say Labour will bulldoze through the concerns of local communities. Many authorities, including those run by Labour, have warned the plan is unachievable. A report has revealed that 485 children died or were seriously injured by suspected abuse or neglect in the year to March. The findings by the Child Safeguarding Practice Review Panel have been released a day after the authorities were accused of failing to prevent the murder of 10-year-old Sara Sharif at her family home in Woking. Yesterday, her father Irfan and stepmother Beenish Batul were found guilty of her murder. The Children's Commissioner for England, Dame Rachel D'Souza, told Newsnight on BBC Two that urgent reforms were needed.
The services that were meant to be the safety net that would keep her safe, get her away from this, failed. And we must not say, oh, lessons must be learnt, oh, we need multi-agency working, oh, we need a review. We actually need change and we need action now.
The South Korean president has been defending his brief imposition of martial law last week as opposition lawmakers try to garner support for a second attempt to impeach him. In a televised address, Yoon Suk-yeol maintained he was trying to protect democracy and accused the opposition of creating a national crisis.
For the past 2.5 years, I have only looked to the people, fighting against injustice, corruption and the tyranny disguised as democracy in order to protect and